Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kuza kusihlwa mthwakazi omuhle ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 24 kuNkwenkwezi 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ihlelo oluhle nxa injongo yalo ithe yalandelwa ngokupheleliswa njengalokhu esikubona kwamanye amazwe ukuthi ma abantu abatsha beqeqetsha ku-National Youth Service bavele babe lesiqiniseko sokuthi sebesiyaqhathwa ku-public service.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usungule uhlelo lokufundisa abasakhulayo ngembali yelizwe kanye lemisebenzi yezandla olu Youth Service in Zimbabwe olwalusaziwa ngokuthi National Youth Service namuhla. Wazisa ukuthi ngesikhathi esilandelayo wonke osakhulayo uzamele angene kulolu hlelo. Ingcweti kwezenotho edumileyo eMelika, umnumzana Steve Hank uthi imali yeZimbabwe entsha eZig ngesine kuluhlu lwemali zamazwe omhlaba ezigugudeka ngesiqubo. Kuhlelo Woza Friday leviki sileqembu leRumba eleAfrican Sounds Collection lona elisanda kwethula idlalade elitsha. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namuhla usungule uhlelo lokufundisa abasakhulayo ngembali yelizwe lemisebenzi yezandla olwe Youth Service in Zimbabwe namuhla olwalusaziwa ngokuthi National Youth Service. Wazisa ukuthi esikhathini esilandelayo bonke abasakhulayo kuzamele bangene kulolu hlelo lapho begqiba izifundo zabo andubana baqale umsebenzi. Umnangagwa usungule lolu hlelo esemavinkilini eMtawatawa eMurewa. Esikhathini esedluleyo, uhlelo lweNational Youth Service lwalusetshenziswa libandla elibusayo eleZANU PF ukulolonga abasakhulayo ababedume ngochuku abaziwa ngokuthi ngama-Green Bomber, ababechaya abamabandla aphikisayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uPraxedis Jeremiah weStudio 7 uxoxelo sakhulayo okumsebenzi wokukhuthaza ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo abatsha eMathebeleland South. UNkosazana Senzeni Maphosa.
Uhlelo lweNational Youth Service luhlelo oluhle nxa injongo yalo ithe yalandelwa ngokupheleliswa njengalokhu esikubona kwamanye amazwe ukuthi ma abantu abatsha beqeqetsha kuNational Youth Service bavele babe lesiqiniseko sokuthi sebesiyaqhathwa kupublic service bathole imisebenzi elempentsheni, imisebenzi ezabagcina ma sebephele amandla.
Utsho ukuthi lolu hlelo olweZimbabwe lwehlukene lolwamanye amazwe, mehluko bani owubonayo?
Ukwehlukana kohlelo lolu kwelakithi ikundlela abatsha abaholwa ngayo ezifundweni zabo ebenza baziphathe njengebutho lebandla elibusayo elisetshenziswa ukudlwengula amalungelo kaZulu okuba yinto engcolisa uhlelo lolu lapha eZimbabwe.
Kungani sitsho njalo?
Singakhangela izindlela ze-recruitment eyenziwa ngazo. Kukhangelwa imbali yothile iqathaniswa lebandla elibusayo ukuthi nxa ungela linki yebandla elibusayo amathuba okungena asuke azace. Lokhu kusuka kwephule ilungelo lomuntu omutsha ofisa ukungena ohlelweni lolu yena engelankaba yeZANU PF. Ngombono wami uhlelo lweNational Youth Service okwamanje ngibona engani alusizi abatsha ngoba bafundile baqeqesha emakolitshini kulezifundo ezilungiselela umuntu omutsha ukunakekela isizwe lesiqinti sakhe. Pho ikuchithela abantu abatsha isikhathi, uhulumende kavule amathuba emisebenzi, abantu abatsha bathole imisebenzi ezabagcina mabephela amandla, imisebenzi elempentsheni njengoba ubukhokheli obusembusweni busebenzela ipentsheni ma kuphela amandla. I-National Youth Service okwamanje umkwejiso akukho okubambekayo okuzokwenziwa ngabatsha mabeqeqetsha lapho. Indlela yokulibazisa abantu abatsha ukuze balibale ukufuqa uhulumeni mayelana ngemisebenzi, ukuthi bathole imisebenzi ezabagcina bathole impila kahle. Ma i-National Youth Service ingasozi ikunike i-guarantee yokuthi ma uphuma lapho uyoqhatshwa. Mina ngokubona kwami ngibona ingani abatsha abaqhubeke ngokusebenzela izimuli za lekusasa yabo lapho abade bevele besebenza khona okwamanje, ngoba bangalaluka sebesiyele enkangala ngemva kokuthatha uhlelo lolu.
Unkosazana Senzeni Maphosa, ngosakhulayo kumsebenzi wokukhuthaza ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo abatsha eMathebeleland South.
The Voice of America.
Ingcwethi kwezenotho edumileyo eMelika lasemhlabeni jikelele, umnumzana Steve Hank, yena ofundisa ekolishini leJohns Hopkins, uthi imali yeZimbabwe entsha eZimbabwe Gold kumbe iZig ngesine kuluhlu lwemali zamazwe omhlaba ezigugudeka ngesiqubu. Amazwe amathathu akhokhelayo ngathi iSudan yona ehlezi esiqongweni, ilandelwa yiSouth Sudan, kuthi kuzinga lesithathu kuhlezi iCuba. Uhulumende ngenyanga edluleyo usungule imali entsha le egxile kusilinganiso segolide elisebhanga lelizwe, ngoba eyayikhona yayisilahlekelwe luhlonzi ingasathengi lutho. Ingcwethi kwezenotho zithi ukusungula imali entsha leya kusoze kumise ukugugudeka kwemali yeZimbabwe, njengoba kungayisikho kwakuqala kusungulwa imali entsha elizweni. Izolo iWorld Bank ikhuphe umbiko othi iZimbabwe ngelinye lamazwe azadonsa nzima kwezenotho lonyaka. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uTabo Kancube weStudio 7 uxoxele umnumzana Stevenson Dlamini, yena ofundisa ekolishini leNational University of Science and Technology iNasti koBulawayo.
Ekolishini kuhang i-method ayisebenzisayo ukukhalkulate i-inflation ingabe ihlukene ngendlela esiyijayeleyo, ngoba esiyijayeleyo sikhangele ukuthi ngomnyaka ngomnyaka kumbe ngemonth ngemonth ama-prices atshintsha njani aye certain basket of goods. So okokuqala angaqinisa ukuthi usebenzisa the same CPI esivele siyijayele, kumbe kulenye indlela yakhe ayisebenzisayo, mhlawumbe i-black market mhlawumbe yini, ngoba nxa sikhangela on the ground inflation rate is not yet in the thousands. Yes, before the introduction of EZIT, we saw inflation rate being so high, according to the traditional way of calculating inflation. Yes, it was very high because of the exchange rate depreciation. But also, I won't pick a witty. Yeah, now, seven, this is a pin. Ngoba ama economists athi ana indlela measure ayi inflation, omunye abe khayele producer price index, omunye khayele yona lesijele consumer price index. Kodwa bonani kusuka kube ngathi kwengezelelwe kakhulu ama figures awafakayo.
Ngokubona kwenu isiqubu sokuphela amandla kwezigi singiyengezelela nango kuya kwesikhathi?
Bonani kwaqhubeka ngendlela izigi emi ngayo kakhulu siqhathanisa lentengo yayo namanye amazwe. Bonani inflation ilapho ku-slow down kakhulu. Ikakhulu kungaqhubeka kungela ku-increase i-quantity yezigi ekhona ku-market. Iqhubeke imonitwe kanje. Bona ngathi inflation ilakho ukwehla kusiya kela umnyaka, sizabona isiqubu sayo sesingathi sehli. Is more of izigi is being accepted.
Abanye bakhala ngokuthi izigi alibambeki, lokhu
akusoze kuphazamise na.
Mbona yathi isungula vele izinto. Esinye sezinqumo esasifakwe ugazena webhanga elikhulu leZimbabwe wayethe ukuphesiwa lokho esingakuthi tight monetary policy. Wayethe yena vele ufuna ukuthi abasophe ukudinda kakhulu kwemali yakhe ithezinda. Ngakho ke sikubonayo wehlisile inani lezinto elidindwayo uthi lingavami kakhulu ngoba yikho kusuka kubangela inflation esingawuthi imali supply. Uhlelo wakilo aqhubeka ngazo lokubona ukuthi akubi nokwanda kweziko ungacina kuqhubula i-inflation. Ngakho ke sambona ukuthi izaba ningi kakhulu e-paper. Labantu abaningi sebeyamukele ukusebenzisa i-electronic money kakhulu. Ngakho ke amboni kusanda kakhulu ukusetshenziswa kwe-paper ngaphandle mhlawumbe kwemchova nezinto ezincane nje intshintshi nje ema-supermarket. Kodwa imvama kubona abantwana bakhululekile ukuyisebenzisa i-technology esebenzisa i-electronic money.
Umnumzana Stevenson Dlamini yingcwethi kwezenotho yafundisa ekolishini le-National University of Science and Technology iNAST koBulawayo obexoxa lo Tabo kaNcube weStudio 7. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yababalisi bemaphandleni e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, i-ATUZ, umnumzana Obed Masaraure, ugwetshwe ukuhlala ejele okwenyanga ezine nxa ethe wehluleka ukubhadala ifayindi eyamakhulu amabili amadola eMelika, i-$200. UMasaraure ufunyanwe inkantolo elecala lokuvimba isandla somthetho ngomantshi weHarare ngolwesithathu kulandela ukubotshwa kwakhe ngontulikazi ngomnyaka ka-2022. Phansi kukahulumeni kamongameli Joe Biden, abake baba ngamabutho eMelika sebethole inhlelo zokwelatshwa ezibiza imali engamabhiliyoni bhosi ayisithupha $5.7 billion. Kodwa owake waba ngumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump uthi ababe ngamabutho laba babephila ngcono kakhulu ngesikhathi kusabusa yena. Kulolu daba sikhangela izikhalazo abantu laba abalakho ukuzethulela lo ozanqoba kukhetho lukamongameli phakathi kukaTrump loBiden. Cishe asebasuka kubutho abaphose bangene kusigidi 890,000 ababa sengozini yokuchayeka engozini yezikhali ezilechefu ngesikhathi besemsebenzini. Sebathola uncedo phansi kwe-Pact Act, okungumthetho owasayinwa ngumongameli Biden ngo-2022 ngenjongo yokuqhelisa inhlelo zempilakahle kulabo abalimalela empini kanye labasindayo. Ngolwesithathu, uBiden wazise ukuthi kulezicelo ezedlula isigidi 1 million zabantu abafuna uncedo phansi kwe-Pact Act esezivunyelwe.
Trouble breathing, cancer, brain cancer. Folks, you suffered long enough, you shouldn't have to prove.
Ukwehluleka ukuphefumula kuhle imvukuzane yobuchopho. Abantu basebuhlungwini obukhulu. Akulasidingo sokuthi uveze ubufakazi bokuthi wathola umkhuhlane usesotsheni. Sibonga umthetho we-Pact Act, asisekho leso sidingo.
UBiden ugcizelele ukuthi phansi kombuso wakhe kule mithetho edlula amachumi amathathu 30 epasiswe ngokubambisana edalele parlamente esekela ababe ngamabutho abanakekeli babo kanye labasindayo empini.
We've increased resources to end veteran homelessness. Hired and trained hundreds of additional mental health providers.
Sesengeze inhlelo zokuqeda uhlupho lwababe ngamabutho abangela ndawo zokuhlala. Sikhathesa lolonga amakhulu esebenza ezempilakahle ezelapha umkhuhlane wengqondo ukuze siphathise ababesempini ukuqeda udubo lokuzibulala.
Umnumzana Donald Trump yena oncintisana lo Biden emele ibandla lama-Republicans kukhetho lukamongameli lonyaka ngo-2024 uthi abalwa impi babephila ngcono ngesikhathi esabusa. UTrump wakugcizelela lokho kumbiko awethula ngevideo enkundleni yeRambo ngolwezi.
We have 33,000 veterans in this country who are homeless.
Silabantu abalwa impi abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu, 33,000 kuleli lizwe abangelandawo zokuhlala njalo abahluphekayo. Kulihlazo lokho.
Wengeze wathi enganqoba kukhetho aphenduke embusweni lokho kuza kuquka.
On day one, I will sign an executive order to cut off Joe Biden's massive spigot.
Ngosuku lakuqala ngizasayina umthetho omisa yonke imali edlaliswa ngohulumende kaBiden enakekela abantu abangela maphepha. Limali sizayisebenzisa ukwakhela abalwa impi izindlu zokuhlala njalo sibatholise inhlelo zokwelatshwa.
Inhlanganiso ye-National Association of Social Workers income impucuko esithe yabakhona kunhlalakahle yabalwa impi phansi kwemibuso yabo bobabili uTrump loBiden. Isipha umzekeliso kaTrump, inhlanganiso le ithi waqhelisa inhlelo zokunakekela abantu laba ngaphandle kwalezo eziqhutshwa lugatsha lwe-US Department of Veterans Affairs. Kodwa ingxaki zikhona, kutsho umnumzana Anthony Eastreet, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Social Workers Association.
Individuals have been experiencing issues with access in terms of entering their system.
Abantu bahlangana lenkinga emzameni yokungena kunhlelo zokuthola uncedo, okunye futhi baphazanyiswa ngamaphepha afunakalayo. Kuthatha isikhathi eside njalo ukuthi bafake kunhlelo lezi.
U-Eastreet uthe ozanqoba kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika kuzamele aqakathekise ukutholisa abalwa impi inhlelo zokwelatshwa imikhuhlane yengqondo. Udaba lolu lwethu lwe-intathelizindaba ye-VOA uVeronica Balderas Iglesias lwahumotshwa yimi uNtungamile Nkomo. Okwamanje singene kudaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
LeMelika lithi akumelanga umkhokheli wakwele Israel umnumzana Benjamin Netanyahu ahanjiswe emthethandaba we-International Criminal Court ukuyathoniswa amacala okubulala abantu abaningi eGaza ngesikhathi elwisana leHamas. Umnumzana Matthew Miller, isikhulumele sohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezokudlelana lamanye amazwe kweleMelika, uthi isicelo somthethandaba lo silinganisa okwenziwa nguNetanyahu leHamas. Umila uthi iHamas inhlanganiso yamabecatsha, kuthi-ke ele-Israyeli lilizwe elizama ukuzivikela. Uthi iHamas yabulala abantu mahlana kwele-Israyeli njalo yathumba abanye elokhu ibabambe ngenkani eGaza. Umila uthi idale le-ICC kalilamandla okuthonisa udaba lolu njengalokhu okuvezwa kuziqondiso zenhlanganiso le ezokuthonisa amacala. Uthi kuyamangalisa ukuba idale leli ligijime ukuyabopha uNetanyahu lingahlolisisanga isimo salo. Umila uthi kujayelekile ukuba umshutshisi ame kancane ngendaba ezinje ukwenzela ukuthi amazwe athiyeneyo ahlolisise lokhu, hathi ukujaha kangaka. Uthi kungenziwa ngemfanelo lokhu kuzakwenza abashutshisi bebe leqiniso labakwenzayo. Uthi okufunwa lidale leli kwenzakale ngesikhathi kumele umshutshisi walo ahambe kwele Israyeli uyakuzwa ukuthi ithini inkokheli yakulelo lizwe ngokwenzakala eGaza. Umila uthi bekumele kuhlolisiswe wonke ngodaba lolu ngoba kwamanje kwenza ukuthi kungathenjwa ngabantu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Uthi lokhu kulakho ukuphazamisa inkulumo zokumisa impi ephakathi kwele Israyeli leHamas ezokubeka phansi izikhali lokukhululwa kwabathunjwa nyakenye kwele Israyeli. elamelika lithi lizaqhubekela phambili lizama ukuba kumiswe impilo ukuze kungabulawa abantu abaningi eGaza. Umongameli Joe Biden laye uchodoze okwenziwa lidale le-ICC esithi bazasekela ele-Israel sonke isikhathi.
Lawo bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Soku isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu lina balaleli beStudio 7 elisithumele yona ngeWhatsApp.
Silibone, siyabonga nonke elalelayo nonke ke. Mina nguZaduku, uZaduku indoda ehlala ikhuluma nayo kuStudio 7. Inkinga esinayo nje nasi, njalo noma nami siphumela eTijolotijo eTolotjo, inkinga ekhona ukuthi into engimangazayo, kona manje ngingabona sokusiyapublishwa ukuthi isikolo seMathisane, isikolo seMathisane siyakhwe ngo-2007. Siyasebenza, kodwa sekumangala sokuthiwa isikolo sivulwe. Lele siqale kudala sisebenza isikolo lesa, asazi ukuthi lo esikhulunywa ngaso yisiphi, okudala isikolo seMathisaneni singazi lo lezi ezinye, kodwa esemathisaneni abantu basakha ngo-2007 iplaning talentalis yancedisa izakhamizi. So ngiyamangala nje manje namhlanje bekungcwatshwa umama lo uSandi Moyo. Into enhle engiyibongayo ukuthi abantu bezapho bahambile ngoba sasivele sinaye umama lona, wabeka nje egcekeni ukuthi hhayi abantu njengoba bevele bengaphandle, abantu bebaleka babalekani kade ngapha i-government isiphilizwe lilungile, and bekhuluma ekhaleni lolokuzeni bekhona ulokuzeni uthinga Dube
Studio 7 salibonani. Kasi sicela ukuthi uthabango ekesitekathi manje into oyilande ephalamende yini, njengoba nesihamba stay one abanye sebaxotshile bonke, ulande wona ama-ice cream lawo, kanti ulandeni kodwa esikwaziyo ukuthi angeke lasi iZANU-PF izambulala kuphela. iZANU-PF sethi iyabulala, izakhampena ngawo keni la sokuthiwa ubulewe opposition party. Lokhu siyakutshela sifuna ukushansi ukuba iZANU-PF iyabulala abantu abaningi kakhulu, isitimela singadosa amathole ekugcina amathambo abantu abafikele. Uthengisa ibulawayo yonke, usiyazithengisa wena kwesikhathi sento awaqeda abantu abaningi kakhulu, ngabe usubulele ibulawayo yonke. Akuzama ukuthi kusihloniphe futhi ngoba into elanje ephalamende awusayazi, sulandi kuyale ngesikhanda nje ephalamende ulokuphiwa wona ama-ice cream lawo. Adle sibone uzaphika, kodwa siyakwazi aza kubulala phala ama-ice cream to yafa kuphela. Bantu ngoba kwinkomo basile, olimi bantu phahla bafa, onkala bafa, ngayi iZANU-PF lawo uzaba ngumunye ozaba kuhistri ngithuma laphana i-Cosmos ite Johannesburg.
Sanibonani nonke emabhukini amane omhlaba balandeli nabalaleli baka-VOA Ndebele. Hayi lami nje ngithe hayi ukubonga kuphila, ngithe ngithi ukubonga ngingayisikho ukuthi nje ngisikekile noma nje bengathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi nje, ngizwa begxekwa kakhulu besolwa ngabantu abaningi, amadoda la amathathu uBillif Gawule, uMalaki Nkomo noJoseph Chuma. Kodwa mina engithanda nje ukukubonga yikho koko ukuthi imibuzo abayibuzwa i-VOA bayayiphendula, bayeza benjalo bafike emoyeni baphendule. Yikho lami ngikuthakazelelayo ukuthi ayitisti baphendule. Khona ukuyana sikubongeni madoda, sikuhloniphenini ngingabanga ohlangothini lwakho, kodwa nje khona ukuyana ukuthi atleast abafani nabanye laba abathunyelwa imibuzo abafonela bengaphendula amafoni wabo.
Labo ngabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbono yabo ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi
+1 202 465 0318.
Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki sileqembu lerumba ele African Sounds Collection lona elisanda kwethula idlalate lalo lesine. Leli qembu litabuka iCholocho kepha licula likwele South Africa. Nangu umholi walo.
Oh, God.
sanibona abantu bakithi njani bonke ezindaweni ezihlukeneyo obingelelayo ngumlakatheli Ncube weqembu le-African Sounds Collection. Ngibingelele kini nani basakazi be-Studio 7. Ngifithi kubalandeli bengithanda ukubazisa ukuthi sikhiphe idlalada elishasha lesihloko esithi iZindezi. Ingoma zakhona zingu-6 phakathi.
Ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Ezinkundleni zokuxhumana basithola kuFacebook, basithola kuYouTube, basithola kuInstagram ngayo futhi African Sounds Collection nje bangena ngalelo gama. Bese kuthi mhlawumbe nabafuna ukukhuluma nathi personal bangithole enambeni ethi 074-639-5322. Sikhipha izingoma singapha eSouth Africa side kodwa ngokudabuka sidabuka eZimbabwe khona lena phansi eJoloso.
Abalandeli ubachiyela wapha manje?
Kubalandeli ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu abalandeli abathe basincedisa kakhulu. Kusho ukuthi ngemva kwale album eyaphuma before kulo nyaka wedlule, ye sathola abalandeli abaningi kakhulu basifakela izandla saze sathola amandla okuthi kwenze nokukhipha leli idlalathi lethe lokudinela manje. Let's go with the new just job by the best and see long as I move.
African Sounds Collection becula ke kamnandi lapho besivalela uhlelo lwethu. Lingayikatshana likhumbule luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lapho esikhuluma khona namhlanje ngosuku lwe-Africa Day olunanzwa kusasa. Kulapho ke okwabunjwa khona umanyano we-African Union obizwa ngaleso sikhathi ngokuthi Organization of African Unity. Ayike kwanele zihlobo ezithandekayo olivalelisayo ngontungamili inkomo ngokusho kwami lingayikatshana njalo uhlelo lwe-Live Talk liyalandela lile jahe elidala kumbe ijahe elisakhulayo uTaboka Ncube. Mina nginguntungamili inkomo ngisithi lilale kulologwana wamatukanduna kwafupatila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.